Introduction. Welcome to Stage 3 of our course. Data Analysis Mastery for Business Analysts in FinTech. In this stage, we will explore the vital applications of data analysis in the business world, specifically within the FinTech sector. Our focus will be on applying data analysis techniques to real-world business scenarios such as customer segmentation and financial forecasting. By the end of this session, you will be equipped to leverage data-driven decision-making processes and analyze customer feedback to enhance your business strategies. Let's dive in. Main content. Data-driven decision-making. In today's fast-paced financial services landscape, decisions must be rooted in solid data analysis. Data-driven decision-making is about using quantitative metrics to guide your business strategies. By relying on data, you mitigate risks and improve your chances of success. For example, consider a fintech company looking to enhance its customer service. By analyzing customer interactions and feedback data, the company can identify pain points and prioritize improvements. This approach not only boosts customer satisfaction but also drives retention, which is critical in a competitive market. Additionally, using A/B testing can further refine your decision-making. For instance, you could test two different marketing emails to see which one yields a higher response rate, allowing you to optimize future communications. Customer segmentation analysis. Next, let's discuss customer segmentation analysis. This technique allows businesses to classify customers into distinct groups based on shared characteristics. For example, by using tools like Excel or Tableau, you can segment customers by demographics, purchasing behavior, or preferences. Imagine a scenario where a fintech firm identifies a segment of tech-savvy millennials who prefer mobile banking solutions. By tailoring marketing efforts specifically to this group, the company can significantly increase engagement and conversion rates. This method not only enhances customer experience but also optimizes marketing resources, ensuring that your outreach is both effective and efficient. Furthermore, consider using clustering algorithms, which can automatically identify natural groupings within your data, providing deeper insights into customer behavior that may not be immediately apparent through manual segmentation. Sales performance analysis. Moving on, sales performance analysis is another critical application of data analysis in fintech. This involves tracking sales metrics over time to assess the effectiveness of your sales strategies. Utilizing low-code tools, you can create dashboards in Tableau that visualize your sales data. For instance, by analyzing sales performance by product line or region, a company can identify trends and areas for improvement. If a particular product is underperforming, you can dig deeper into the data to uncover reasons behind this trend, allowing for timely interventions. Understanding these dynamics can lead to more informed strategic decisions and ultimately drive revenue growth. Additionally, incorporating customer feedback into your sales analysis can provide context. For example, if customers express dissatisfaction with a product, this feedback can be correlated with sales data to identify potential areas for product enhancement. Financial forecasting and budgeting. Lastly, we have financial forecasting and budgeting, which is essential for any business, especially in the financial services sector. Using historical data, you can develop models that predict future financial performance. Low-code approaches in tools like SQL Server can help you automate parts of this process, making it more efficient. For example, a fintech company might analyze past customer acquisition costs to predict future marketing budgets. Having accurate forecasts allows businesses to allocate resources wisely, ensuring that they are prepared for both expected and unexpected market changes. Moreover, integrating scenario analysis can enhance your forecasting. For example, you could create best case, worst case, and most likely scenarios based on different market conditions, helping the company to prepare for various outcomes and make more resilient financial plans. Conclusion. As we wrap up this stage, remember that the ability to apply data analysis techniques effectively is a game changer in the fintech industry. You now have insights into data-driven decision-making, customer segmentation, sales performance analysis, and financial forecasting. By harnessing these techniques, you can transform raw data into actionable strategies that enhance your business outcomes. Keep practicing these concepts, and you'll be well on your way to advancing your career in this dynamic field. Reflection questions. 1. How can you implement data-driven decision-making in your current role to enhance business strategies? 2. What customer segments have you identified in your work? And how can you better tailor your services to meet their needs? 3. In what ways can you improve your sales performance analysis to better inform your business decisions? Thank you for your attention. And let's continue to master the art of data analysis together.